It's the Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down.
What's wrong, Spanish? What? Talking to put your headphones on so I can hear you.
I just wanted to make sure one of your spots played.
Did it play?
It did, yeah.
Which one?
Your Golden Diamond Source.
Gift card match?
Damn right.
3 days, you can go in there and get a $1,000 gift card for free. If you buy one for $1,000, you get a free one for $1,000.
Sounds like a great deal.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm thinking about buying my wife a fancy gift for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only thinking about spending $1,000. Now I could spend $2,000.
Yeah, why not?
Still only spend $1,000.
I might, since you, do you still have your ear piercings in? You took them out, right? Your diamonds?
Well, I took them out because I got stuck in my ear.
So I think I might take that torch up and get both my ears pierced.
Oh,
nice gold
2018.
Bring it back.
You got to let me finish.
Bring it back, Spanish. Let me see. I think it would look adorable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What kind of earrings are you going to wear?
Big square ones.
With his little tiny baby gorilla ears. I'll
tell you right now.
Yeah.
You stretch those ears out like a Starbucks barista?
Right.
Fire.
Oh no, I would never do that.
Don't do that.
The gauges? Absolutely. No, I don't want that.
If I could see through your earlobes,
yeah.
Fired.
I made out. I was
with who?
Having sexual relations with a woman who had
What's
those.
What's
Kara was her name. This was years ago, when I was still in college. And she had those wooden gauges in her ear, and I was kissing her neck, and I kissed her ear, and it came out. It came out in my mouth.
And then you died. That's how that story ends.
Oh, I'm pretty
sure. Their ear already looks like chewing gum when it comes out.
If you think that smell is disgusting, the taste of wood that has just been
in your bacteria filled ear.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know how that works out for you. Will you do it live on the air?
Let me do it.
Let me do it.
My ear piercing?
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Why wouldn't you?
Now, though.
Why, Carmen?
After 30 years, why now?
Because now he's cool.
I had one pierced for a while that I took out when I started this job because Galvin made fun of me incessantly.
What, did I?
Oh, yeah.
I have never done that before.
Take your headphones off real quick. Look at Spanish's ear.
Yeah.
Now look at the ear of a baby gorilla. It's the same ear, right?
Same exact ear.
He's got a little tiny baby gorilla ear.
He's got better hair than I do.
Oh, wait.
Your ears look like they belong at Ryan Abbey's teeth.
Oh, little ass ears.
He's got some little ass ears.
Little ass teeth.
Yeah.
I hate Ryan Abbey again because he's so related to that Woody guy.
Yep.
Who stole our Guess You Farted bit.
Why is he related?
By the way, you know they're in L.A.?
Who, those guys?
Yeah, Steal Your Gas is in L.A.
Bert gave him our secrets.
No, we should make Ryan Hoppe come in and call them one morning with us. You know what I mean?
I don't know if we can make Ryan Hoppe do anything anymore. He doesn't talk to us.
Yeah, he doesn't want to participate in anything we do.
He smelled so bad at a gig we had a couple weeks ago.
Gross.
Like he hadn't showered in months. So
what do you think smelled worse?
His girlfriend.
Him or that earring that fell in Spanish's mouth? Oh, him.
I don't know. That earring was pretty rancid.
He was a good worker. But he just stunk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does he usually do with you? Because I know how he acts during my remotes and stuff.
He doesn't talk till I talk to him.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, it's not. I don't ever act like that, especially with promo guys, because I started out as a promo guy, I have a lot of respect for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in, he's like, I'm just going to go over here. I go, you just sit there. You're fine.
Yeah.
Let's just hang out. Let's talk like normal people today and have a good show.
I let Olivero know that they can't speak to me until I speak to them. They can't make eye contact, and they have to have prepared 3 compliments about me.
Oh, that's great. I like that writer. Yeah. Like
your hair looks very nice today, Mr. Galvin.
Yes.
Yeah, normally, I help them break down and put all the stuff back into the bone truck at the end.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're nice.
No. Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah. Unless it's Hoppy, because now every time I see him, I think of him just taking my ice cream and eating it.
I always ask if they want to share some food, and I'm like, I'll buy, but I make them go get the food.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I buy the food, and Hobby never says thank you.
Yeah.
He never says thank you.
Really?
You leave and you help them pack up.
Yeah.
I leave early and I go, and if you tell anybody I left early, I'd be fired.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. I always there'll be like some tickets. If we don't give them away or something, there's some leftover, whatever. And one of them is like, oh, man, I'd love to go see that. And I go, yeah, take them. And he goes, can I? And I go, yeah. Tell Olivero. I said, it's fine.
Okay.
He goes, what if I go there and I'm sitting next to Olivero?
Yeah.
That's all my sense.
Okay, yeah.
Meanwhile, 3 people have been fired.
Yeah.
Elon Musk has sold how many flamethrowers already?
He has sold. Is there like a sellout number where he's only making a certain amount?
Well,
or?
That's what he said, but it doesn't seem like that's true.
Okay, so he's already sold 4,833.
Elon Musk, they cost $500 each, has already sold over $5 million worth of flamethrowers.
Oh, isn't that nuts?
Hold on, let me see. Let me do a little math here.
Did you get yours? Did you pre-order yours?
No, I didn't.
No?
I didn't. 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Divided by 500 equals, so they've sold over 10,000 of them, right? I guess I could probably figure that out.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were going for there.
I need to see it.
There's another company that I saw yesterday going through news that has a flamethrower out that
shoots
much
40
better.
Feet longer.
Hey,
don't need that one.
Why not?
Because that's how people die.
Oh, but that's what you want. You
that's
don't
how
wanna...
I burn poor Mary, my neighbor, who's
Mary.
Just out there carrying groceries out, and I'm in my backyard. Let's play flamethrower.
I saw a guy on YouTube that had one of those bug spray ones, and he just filled it with gas.
Yeah,
yeah. I saw that too.
That's what you do.
It would be perfect, though. I know you. I don't think you do a lot of fireworks in front of your house during 4th of July.
None.
But if you were, that 40-foot flamethrower would be perfect.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. It's cool to say and fun to look at and maybe even fun to try once. But, like, I went and shot a fully automatic machine gun a couple of times. I don't like that much.
Yeah, that's a...
It seems like I fired a fully automatic 45 handgun with a big drum... ammunition holder on the bottom, and before they tell you to shoot it, they give you instructions. It's going to fight you. It's going to rise up, pull it down. I'm like, I don't want to fight a gun.
Right,
I'm not going to win that battle.
I'd be so scared with the blowtorch that the tank on my back would blow up.
That is,
there's no tank on your back. The tank is on top of the gun.
So that one blows up in my face. Big difference.
Yep.
Instead of getting pushed north, I get pushed.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look
it's
at that.
Gorgeous.
Oh, is that the thing?
No.
I'm so afraid of fire.
That's not the real.
That's not the Elon Musk one, but right. You can buy that one for cheaper.
Yes.
You can buy that one for cheaper. What in really, in the truth, what would you do with that?
Fight Viet Cong.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Burn rice paddies down. Yeah, what would you really do with that?
I
can't even say, oh, I'm going to use it for home defense. Yeah. I'm going to burn my house down.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing to do with that. I'm not getting it. I made up my mind. Don't try to convince me of anything different.
You should get the flamethrower.
Now listen to me. Maybe a spear gun is a good idea.
Yes.
Spear gun's a good idea.
If you fish.
No.
Yeah.
You can use them on land.
Listen, you ever try to load a spear gun?
No.
Pull that rubber band backwards?
No.
Right. That's how you, oops.
Automatic.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I went out to dinner with my buddy Mike Perry, who knows everybody. Like, you know Iverson's the mayor of Plant City?
I don't know Mike Perry.
You know Iverson?
Yeah.
He's the mayor of Plant City?
Yeah.
Mike Perry is kind of like the secret government of Plant City.
Okay. Oh.
Everybody knows who he is, but he's not as popular because nobody wants to admit it.
Okay,
it's all underground stuff.
Okay.
So Mike Perry, I said to him, I want to learn how to go bow hunting, and I want to learn how to hunt with a bow and arrow and shoot a bow and arrow. And we've all seen that horrible video of me trying to pull back a child's bow and having a hard time, but they explained to me that once you pull it back, then it locks in and everything's good, and to release it, you just tap the little button. So I like that. I want to learn. So he immediately, at 10 o'clock at night, called a lady on the phone.
You're
like,
saying a crossbow?
No.
Compound bow.
I can pull a crossbow. You just bend it.
Compound bow, you pull back and then you press a button?
Well, you use a little thing to grab it.
Right.
And pull it back here. And then when you want to release it, you just squeeze it. Let's go of the
The arrow thing. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
That's what I, so now now I have a crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
The crossbow is the easiest. You just bend it in half, pull the thing in, put your arrow in, and open it up. I have a tiny crossbow, and I have a big boy crossbow.
Yeah.
And the tiny crossbow, it buried an arrow into a palm tree where I couldn't even get tweezers or wrench or whatever and pull it out. I just wanted to see how fast and hard it was, and I shot it at the palm tree in front of my house, and it went in so far and deep, and it's solid in there that I couldn't even pull it out with pliers. So I'm like, this is the death weapon right here. This is great.
And that palm tree is dead now.
Yeah, it died twice.
Might be. Yeah. I keep trying to shoot a squirrel with the Red Rider, but the squirrels know.
No, yeah, they talk.
They're everywhere, dude. I got in my car and they're like, yelling at me, making jokes, calling me fatty. I go in the garage, I got the Red Rider, silent.
Yep.
Not even a bird peeps.
They know.
I'm like, if I see birds in the trees, I'm not going to shoot a bird, but I'll shoot in the tree to make them all fly away.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Why would
I'm
you
telling
not,
you.
Why would you shoot a squirrel, but you wouldn't shoot a bird?
Squirrels are in my neighborhood nuisance. Mm-hmm. They had to have my neighbors had to have a company come and take the squirrels out of their attic. Like they're getting in there and nesting and they're running around. They become a nuisance. I don't want to kill the squirrel either. I don't mind shooting in the ass so it knows not to come back anymore.
Yeah, real quick question: did they just turn the heat on? Is it the hottest it's ever been in here?
You might be going through menopause.
All of a sudden, no, like no. It's
I actually feel good today.
They're fixing the AC.
Yeah,
and it seems like all of a sudden
at the rate in which they're fixing the floor out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what? By the way, just so we are all clear, we're not going to be going to the bathroom on this level
till December,
months, right?
I would say June or July.
God damn.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Although, have you been in there? So yeah. I went in there in the bathroom, and they completely did the tile and the walls. They put stone up on the wall. It looks really nice.
You're the problem.
No.
Yeah, there's broken tiles out there, and that's what the problem is.
I didn't go walk on. I just looked in the door. Uh-huh. And the urinals and toilets are the same gross old urinals and toilets as they were before.
No.
They didn't buy any. Yes.
I want gold.
There's a urinal on the floor that is urine stained.
But they're on the floor?
Yes.
They got rid of them.
No, they brought them back. The guy told me. The guy said the other day, I heard you talking about us on the air this morning. I go, oh, he goes, you'll have urinals on Monday. I go, oh, great. He goes, you won't be able to use them, but you'll have urinals in there on Monday. I don't know.
But that doesn't mean they're not new ones. The new ones are coming Monday.
I looked at them.
Yeah, they're already here.
That was last week.
No, they would have to get rid.
No.
They have to have a company come get rid of them.
No, they were gone, and now they're back.
See, another use we could use the flamethrower for. Just burn the urinals, melt them down.
Yeah, they don't power wash those or something, or take
them
to...
maybe they will. But they haven't even surface washed them yet, let alone power wash them.
We can get that the scrubbing bubbles guys that clean your dumpster out.
Bubble
to clean
bins.
Those bubble bins.
Bubble bins. Let me tell you about bubble bins. Bubble bins passed me on the median when I was stuck with my Hummer.
Mm-hmm.
He just happened to drive by and he called me and he was like, hey man, I just passed your car. You need a ride? I was like, I got it, Bubble Bins. Thank you. He's like, you sure? I'll come back and get you. I thought, how nice is that?
Very nice.
My mailman pick me up?
Yeah. Probably.
Would my garbage man pick me up?
Ooh,
no.
I don't know, yeah.
But my Bubble Bins guy was like, I'm going to come back on my day off and
that's
give you a ride.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, it was very nice of him. Bubble Bins is my favorite. Bubble Bins, if you don't know, they come to your house. I think I paid them $100 for the year.
Goddamn.
They come to your house once a month, hook your garbage can like the garbage guy does, turn it upside down, and then they shoot water and soap and scrub it out in there, and then they put it back. It's like brand new.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I think it's
nice.
Great. Because so many years I looked in that garbage
smells.
Can is all.
Because
I throw coffee cups in there and
you know
all
what
the
I
stuff
noticed?
Gets caked in.
On my garbage can on the top of it the other day, it says, do not put hot ash in.
Yeah.
Hot ash?
Yeah. Out of all the things.
If you're cleaning up a volcano. Sometimes they clean up the volcano. Yeah.
Or maybe like a grill.
They didn't say anything about a severed head.
Yeah. There was a guy who tried to put volcano ash in there and it melted through. Right.
Hey, you guys take volcano ash? Nope. Says right on the bit down the top right there.
Oh my
God. You know that big sinkhole in Pasco County from last year?
Mm-hmm.
It got really big and swallowed two houses.
Yeah.
They decided how to fix it, what they're going to do with it.
I know.
Hear about it?
Yeah.
Just going to put a fence around it and leave it.
No way.
Yeah. Build that wall. We're no more sinkholes are getting in America.
But, like, what do you do? No. Like, if you live next door.
That's not how it works.
If you live next door to it,
you're done, the big hole.
You're screwed.
Yeah. Can you at least fill it with water and make it a pond?
No.
I think that's part of the problem. Yeah. Because the limestone just erodes away.
So what do you do? Fill it with junk.
No, you know you do.
Didn't they do that in that movie? They filled it with junk and then they level it over.
Movies aren't real, first off.
They are real. It was a real movie.
It was a documentary.
It was about that little girl that got murdered.
Are you talking about Tremors?
No, the little Kevin Bacon was in it.
Yeah.
The little girl got murdered. She was so annoying. I was kind of glad after a while.
It wasn't Lovely
Stanley
Bones.
Tucci. Yeah,
it was Lovely Bones. Yeah.
Stanley Tucci kills her and then buries her in the sinkhole.
Yeah, that
was in a cabinet.
That wasn't a sinkhole.
Yeah, it was.
That was like a quarry.
It was a sinkhole, and then they filled it. They go, throw all your junk in the sinkhole, and then we're going to fill it up with concrete.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think it was a sinkhole.
You're wrong.
I know there
was a landfill.
Ooh.
It's a sinkhole.
No.
What is it called? Lovely Bones?
Lovely Bones.
Lovely Bones.
According to Sporgle.
Lovely Bones.
Yeah.
S-I-N-K. Sinkhole. Came right up.
Yeah,
just want to see if it would come up.
All right, let me see if I put in Lovely Bones.
Do whatever you want.
Quarry.
The Lovely Bones.
Okay. Oh, there it is. They're showing them. They're throwing everything in the sinkhole, and she was in a refrigerator.
Lovely Bones dump.
Yeah,
that came
sinkhole.
Up. Let's see. Lovely Bones. Quarry. That came up. Lovely Bones.
You're just being a dick now.
Lovely Bones. Hole in the ground. Also, I think comes up.
Hole. Yep. Sink.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to read this for you. It's from schmoop.com.
Oh, Schmoopy.
It's an analysis of the thing.
Is that Galvin's website, Zoopy Doopy Zipzoink?
Schmoop.com.
Don't make fun of Zipzoink.
Lovely Bones is set mostly in an unnamed Pennsylvania suburb. The girl grew up, blah, 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 da, da, da. The novel also follows Ruth Connors, blah, 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 blah. Lovely Bones begins. Get me to the end part.
I got you right here. The sinkhole.
It
was used as a kind of landfill. See, I said landfill.
The sinkhole is where Mr. Harvey dumps Susie's body locked inside a heavy safe. Thank you. Then they fill the sinkhole. They tell everybody, throw your junk in the sinkhole.
Right.
And then we fill it up when it's full.
Well, clearly it doesn't work.
Why?
Because they didn't work in the movie. They wound
up
finding
the
body.
They did. Doesn't work as a place to hide the body. Andy. Hello, Andy.
Yes, Andy. Hey, I can tell you how to get that squirrel with that red wider.
How? Jeez.
Well, first of all, make sure that you have one in it. It's cocked and locked.
Yeah. I'm always cocked and locked. Got multiple shots.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. Dump all the BBs out of it.
Uh-huh.
And then just walk around the yard with your kid or whoever you're with and just talk loud. You know, like you're not just regular day and the squirrels will run right up to you.
What are you, Dr. Doolittle? What squirrel runs up to you?
I just got nuts in your pocket?
So what this guy is saying is load your gun, have it cocked and rocked and ready to go, and then just be like, hello, I'm out with my son today.
Yeah, let's just out here having a day outside.
That's the thing, just talk to your normal thing. Do your normal thing, and they'll run right up to you, and then you pop that little guy in the head.
I have, for years, been doing my normal thing, and no squirrel has ever just run up to me outside.
That's not true. One ran on your shoulder,
I thought. That was a baby squirrel.
Yeah, scared.
That was looking for its mama. And
found her in my hair.
Yeah.
A baby squirrel ran up to you and ran on your shoulder.
It ran up my pant leg.
Those are St. Pete squirrels. They're totally different.
Okay.
Yeah, different breed of squirrel.
I missed a little squirrel. It ran up my leg, and it went right up to my shoulder, and it was like, all right, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Then you put it in my hair.
Put it in your hair.
Fell asleep in there.
We scared Dinah with it.
Yep.
We put it in the bucket under her desk and scared her.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Dinah left.
And then the squirrel died.
Then the squirrel died.
That was a sad ending to both of those stories.
Cajun Billy ate it, though. Remember?
Cajun.
Picked it up real nice.
I happened to, out of the blue, talk to Dinah yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What?
You still hate her?
No, I don't hate her.
Well, she's doing very well.
Left me to the wolves, but.
She threw you to the wolves.
Absolutely.
She didn't leave you at the wolves. She threw you to the wolves.
There was no weirder text message than I think it was like on a Tuesday that I got at like noon that she was like, hey, buddy, not coming in. And I was like, oh, are you sick? And she's like, nope, leaving the show. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll never see you again. Have a good one. Thanks for teaching me how to do your job also.
Did not teach me how to do it. That works out better, I think, in the long run.
That was a hard year.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
the slippery slope where he just kept on messing everything up?
Oh, my God.
And we were like, what? You are losing it.
Yeah.
You know what Pete says?
Huh?
It's a pot, dude. It's every time you mess something up, Pete goes, it's a pot. Yeah. Too much pot. Too much pot. You got to have a talk with him. Straighten him out.
I'm positive on that. I'm more of a positive person. I go, more cocaine.
Yeah. I got to level it out. Level it out.
Look on the bright side. Too much pot is negative.
Right.
Yeah. More cocaine.
Positive.
Yeah. Uppers, downers. When we come back from break, we will wrap things up. We'll tell you what's coming up for the rest of the week on the show. And tell you about the Count the Crews number 12, because there has been some motion there since we announced it yesterday. Coming up next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bull.